Blackbirds 82, Stags 77. Huge possession for LIU with 3:45 to go. Flowers catches near right side, lobs down low, forced it. Cruz intercepts. He came in and intercepted the pass for Clark. Taliaferro catches in the front court. Cruz underhands. He's got Benning straight away. Benning working on bats. Bounce pass for Cruz on the near left side. Nice stutter. The hesitation and the foul on Flowers. He had him leaning. And for a moment, it looked like Cruz was about to go down, but he steadied himself. And Flowers wanted to make sure that he didn't have an easy path. So he extended the arm. And Cruz is back at the line where a couple of made free throws makes this a three-point game. Blackbirds 82, Stags 77. LIU trying to snap a three-game skid against Fairfield. And Cruz makes it interesting by knocking in the first free throw. LIU's last win was during the 1976-77 season. It's been over 40 years. Of course, these two teams are meeting for the second straight season after going 20 years in between matchups. Two more free throws for Cruz. It's a three-point game. Blackbirds 82, Stags 79, 3:18 to go. Stags looking for the stop. They've gone on a 6-0 run in the last minute 50. Augusto scraping the center court logo, looking at the basket to our right. Dribbles through the Clark screen. Alvarez stays with him. Centering pass, Van Sauers out there with four personals. Van Sauers swings it down low. Clark goes up, and everybody swarmed. He got fouled by someone. With all those white jerseys down there, they give it to Jesus Cruz. That's his third. And two big free throws coming up for Raekwon Clark. So far, Raekwon finished off a three-point play for his only trip to the line. First free throw short. That's the fourth miss for LIU in the half. 7-for-11 with the fouls still very much in their favor. Second free throw is good for Clark. 11 fouls for Fairfield in this second half. Just 4 for LIU. Under 3 to play. Blackbirds 83, Stags 79. Benning into the front court left. Finds Cruz straight away. Cruz crosses over, spins in the paint. Clark stays with him. Cruz backed out, and he throws it away. Bats intercepted it. Bats stripped from behind. Cruz takes it right back. Opportunity in transition. Out for Taliaferro, right at the arc for three, and Landon's got it. It's a one-point game with under 2.5 to play. Landon Taliaferro with his fifth three-pointer. And four of them have come in this second half. Blackbirds left to right. Van Sauers thought about a three. Instead, he goes to Bats on the left side. Julian with the right hand. Spins back out. Van Sauers underhands to Augusto, looking up with five to shoot. Dribbles left behind the back for Kasababu. Van Sauers now has to force. Right corner. Clark couldn't get it off in time. It's a 30-second violation. And the Stags get it back with a chance at their first lead. Timeout for Sidney Johnson, who calls one of his remaining two timeouts with 2:02 to go. The Stags have not led in this game. They can score and go ahead for the first time when we come back from this timeout. Blackbirds 83, Stags 82 on the Blackbirds Radio Network. 30-second timeout for Sidney Johnson leaves him with one. Eighth season for the former Princeton Tiger. Two trips to the MAC championship game in his first seven seasons. He lost them both. Stags with the basketball right to left. They get it across the timeline. Lob pass for Cruz. Down low for Kasababu. Goes up with the right. He flips it in over Van Sauers and draws the foul in the process. To add insult to injury, Van Sauers has just fouled out. Kasababu going to the line after putting the Stags ahead for the first time with a minute 46. It's 84-83 Fairfield. So while Van Sauers skated with four fouls for the end of the second half on Friday, He was not as fortunate here tonight, just 1 point and three rebounds. He fouls out in 19 minutes. Kasababu at the line, and he's perfect on the free throw. The loudest this place has been after he hits nothing but net. A minute 42 to go. Blackbirds down for the first time, 85-83. Derek Kellogg wants a timeout. Out of the Blackbirds timeout, they've got it left to right. Down 85-83. Bats into the lane with the left hand. He got knocked down by Kasababu. And that's a pretty fearless take for a guy that has missed all five of his shots from the field. Fourth foul on Jonathan Kasababu. And Bats is at the line for two, where he can tie this game and where he's so far been perfect at 4-for-4. Blackbirds in the ballgame, 13 for 18. 8 of 12 in this second half. First free throw's good. One more for Julian. Fairfield 85, LIU 84. With a minute 27 to go. Second shot. He knew it was short. Kasababu swoops in for the board. A very welcome sight for LIU is Eral Penn sliding under the scorer's table, getting ready to check in. Bennett's got the basketball, dribbles to the near side of the floor. He's going to take some time off the 30. They can take it down just inside a minute. Kasababu centers, and Benning's got it. They keep it on the outside. Talaferro, a couple of dribbles, back out for Benning. Left side, mid-range jumper, off balance. He floated it short. Bats knocked it, thrown back in by Kasababu, and they run out of time on the shot clock. So LIU, for the second time, forces a 30-second violation. .50 seconds on the game clock, 23 on the shot clock. LIU left to right, down a point. It's 85-84. Bats being given the right side. Cruises Darrenham to drive. Instead, Julian goes left. Underhands for Augusto. Switches on his right. Drops it off Clark. Right wing three. He's got it. Raekwon, welcome home. It's a 31-point game for Raekwon Clark. And LIU's gone ahead, 87-85. A whistle stops the clock with exactly 37 seconds left. And the officials are going to take a look to see if Clark was behind the line, but I think it was pretty obvious. We get a look at the video board right up above us. No doubt about it, Raekwon drilled it from three. His second one of the night. Actually, they gave him a two. They gave him a two, so right now they're determining if it's a three-pointer. And it is a three, so that was the call they wanted to get right. I called it correctly. The officials didn't. Once in a while you get lucky. But Raekwon with a huge triple. And that's big time for LIU Brooklyn. To go back in front, 87-85 with 37 seconds left. Raekwon Clark had 34 early last year at Tulane. He's got 31 in his return to his home state in this one. Alvarez knifes through all the way to the rack with the right. They gave it to him, and he beats him with a deuce. Tied at 87, 20 seconds left. No shot clock for LIU Brooklyn. Derek Kellogg's got two timeouts left. He's going to let the Blackbirds play it out. 10 seconds left. They're on their feet in Bridgeport. LIU and Fairfield tied at 87. Augusto goes to Clark. Dribbles right. Pushback off the elbow. It's up and in with 1.3. Raekwon Clark has 33 points. He's automatic. He's locked in. And he's got 5 points in the final minute. Raekwon working on Kasababu. A little bump. Right elbow jumper. Yes, sir. With 1.3, it gives LIU an 89-87 lead. Raekwon Clark is one off his career high in points. The Stags do not have any timeouts left, while the Blackbirds have two. And for the second straight game, the Blackbirds, with a little more than 1 second left, have to defend the basket with a two-point lead. My, oh my. We saw Brown try and win it on Friday night. They got it into the hands of their best player, Desmond Cambridge, who missed a corner three, wheeling around on the right side. Now the Stags are attacking that same hoop to our left. Landon Taliaferro is the guy. He's got five threes in the ballgame, four of them in this second half. But the difference is the Stags have to inbound the length of the floor. It's going to be Cruz underneath the baseline to our right. With 1.3 left, Stags have to get it in. Cruz running, lobs, Alvarez at the timeline, lobs at the horn, off the glass, too strong, no good. Blackbirds hang on and win it, 89-87.